Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He is in the midst tonight. Glory to God. We want to just welcome everyone. And yes, this is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So good to see all of you here on this wonderful first Thursday in March. Hallelujah. Amen. So welcome, welcome. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord God, we bless you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. You are the One who is and was and is to come. And we thank you, Lord God. You see all, you know all. You care about everything that we're going through, even right now. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. We can cast every care upon you, for you care for us. And, Lord, we're just so happy that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight. We invite you. We welcome you. We say, Lord, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do tonight, Lord God. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love his ways. I know you do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I love his ways and the way that he does things, the way, you know, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And when he began to tell me to do this broadcast, and we're calling this month, and we may even go into next month because it's a lot of topics we can cover, but we're calling this Pandemic Lessons Learned. I think all of us know that it's been 1 year since the pandemic began, when our world turned upside down, almost literally. Amen. And thank God we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So those of us who know Jesus, the impact is not quite as great, but there's been a lot of stuff going on this year. And so we've learned many new ways to help us function in this season of the pandemic. And so this series that we're about to do, what we want to talk about are some of the things that we have learned during this time, hallelujah, that we can not only just survive but thrive during this time. And I have a list of topics that the Lord has laid on my heart to talk about. And so we're getting people who are going to come on, and they're going to talk about these topics. The one that we're going to talk about today is going to be grocery delivery, having our groceries delivered. Now, get this scripture the Lord gave to me. It was just so, how he gave it to me and put this together with our broadcast tonight was just, I had to laugh out loud because it was so good. Okay, Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 through 16. Now, this is, he's feeding the multitude. And it starts in verse 13. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing this, the crowds followed him on foot from the town. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place. It's already late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And so, I mean, I know this is... this is kind of a different way to look at this when we're talking about grocery delivery now during the pandemic. But the interesting part about this is that they were in a solitary place. They were in a remote place. And then as I read that, it was like during the pandemic, we're in a solitary place. You know, most of us, some have not been out of the house in I don't know how long. You know, and we're in a remote place. But the part that really got to me about this is that Jesus had compassion on them, and he cared about them, and then he sent the grocery delivery to them. Hallelujah. Hey, he's better than Instacart. Come on, somebody. So... you know, he made sure that the food was delivered to them. So that's our scripture for today, and that he really cares. He really cares. He has compassion, and he wants to make sure, even though we're stuck in the house, some of us, and more people are getting out than before, but he wants to make sure that we're taken care of. Now, as I introduce our speaker for this week, and I believe next week as well, we're going to have her in. I want to say the way that I got into getting groceries delivered, because that's not something I did before the pandemic, not once, not at all. You know, I mean, maybe I had a pizza delivered or something like that before, but not groceries. I knew about it, but I never got into it before, okay? So this particular day, so much was going on, and in the past, even during the pandemic, there were certain days that I would go out, or there were certain times, like, you know, I think most people know that I stay with Pastor Mom, and we are each other's caregivers. And so when she's sleeping, that's when I usually go out and get groceries. And so this particular day, so much was going on. It was just going on. I know it was a Friday because we eat fish on Friday, okay? And so I was going to go to Captain D's and get some fish. I was going to go to the grocery store because there's some things I needed to pick up. And I was trying to do this while she was sleeping. And the phone kept ringing, and different things had to be attended to, and the time was running out. And I really didn't know how I was going to be able to do it. And so I was talking to Pastor Price, and then began to talk to Joy and to Amber, her daughters. And so they said, Barbara, it's okay. I said, but, you know, I got to get off this phone. I got to go. I got to go take care of this. And they're like, it's okay, Aunt Barbara. It's okay. What do you need from the store? And I was like, okay, I need this, 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 and this, and this. Okay. And then I need from the restaurant, from Captain D's, I need this, you know. And they said, okay, we're going to get on our phones right now, and you know, anyway, long story short, all the food was ordered, all the food was here in 2 hours. The groceries were here, the Captain D's was here in 2 hours, and it was like, for me, that was a miracle, okay? That was just like Jesus had the fish and the loaves, you know, so it was such a blessing to me, and I know that, you know, a lot of people probably are doing this by now, but some may not be. Now, those of you who've never, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to go ahead and let myself get ahead of myself. If you've used a food delivery service to bring your groceries, I don't know which way to say it. If you've never used a food delivery service to bring you groceries, just press your number one key. I'm doing like a quick survey on this. If you've never used one before, press your number one key, and you'll just, a little light will come on, and I'll just see that you're saying that. Okay, so far I see one person. So a lot of you have used it already. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. All right. I see a couple. Okay. So that's cool. Okay. So you can go ahead and press your number one key again, and that'll release your line. That'll take the light down. Okay. Because we're done with the survey. Excellent. Thank you. So now, all right. So since most of you have done this before, we want you to participate in the conversation, okay? So as we get our speaker on, then we open up the lines, you can feel free to add your experience of using a grocery delivery service, okay? So, and I'm glad, you know, most of you have done this already. And you may learn something from the tip. that we're going to talk about today. So my niece, Sister Joy Price, she lives in Memphis. She's Pastor Price's daughter. I've known her all her life, even in the womb. And I know her to be a person who is a facilitator. You know, I knew her when she was little, and now that she's a grown woman, just a blessing. You know, she is a joy, and she is an expediter and a facilitator. And I didn't tell you the rest of the story with her and with Joy and Amber that day that they were God's miracle for me. Not only did they order the food from Memphis for me, the groceries and the food, indeed, they also paid for it. So it was such a blessing that day. And so I want to introduce to some and present to all my niece, Joy Price, the expediter facilitator. Welcome, Joy.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Amen. So the first thing I want to ask you about is the first time that you began to order groceries. Well, we're going to be on groceries today. We're just going to talk about groceries. Tell us your experience about...
Okay, just like you, Aunt Barbara, I was hesitant too. I did not want to order anything over the phone or online. I wanted to go get it personally. But since the pandemic, I was forced to. Usually, Amber, she always has all the apps and do everything before me. But I think one day she was busy. And I said, okay, let me see if I can try to order groceries on my own. So I did, and it worked out good. And I seen the timely matter. And I said, okay, I can get used to this. And that's where it started. That's where it started at. And then even though we're talking about groceries, I think the first thing that I ordered wasn't groceries. It was really it was like fast food or Chili's or something like that I ordered. It was issues with that. But then when I changed over to groceries, it was still issues with that too. But it was much easier and a timely matter.
Okay. So just to let you guys know, next week we're going to try to stay on groceries today. If we slip over into food, that's okay. But we're going to spend this week talking about grocery delivery, and then next week we'll talk about restaurants and fast food or you know, whatever, other kind of deliveries. And Joy's been doing this for a little while, so she can give us some good tips. And if you have any tips when we get ready to open up the line, you know, please feel free to share that. Amen. So let's get into the groceries. Like Where do you go? I mean, where do you start with this? There, when you're shopping for groceries, well, first of all, the stores that you can shop at depends on your area code. Like, I would love to get some Kroger's groceries. But
no.
As far as I know, I'm not in the Kroger's area code. You know, so I can't, or zip code, so I can't, you know, order. So it has to be in that same area. So
yes.
And what are some of the stores? Some have their own delivery services, right, Joy?
Yes. The first tip I would start off with is always when you order something from a store, make sure you know the store and you've been to that store and you're familiar with that store before you order online, even if it's on Instacart, because Instacart has multiple stores in your area. Like, let me see. Ours have a Fresh Market. Some people don't have a Fresh Market. Some people have a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. So, in their area. So, make sure you check out the Fresh Market first before you order from there, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Now, like, now here, the ones that I've looked at, let me start with the stores that have their own delivery service. The ones that I know are Amazon, which is Whole Foods. They have their own delivery service. And Walmart, now it's called Walmart Plus, and they have their own delivery service. And
out here, Kroger has it.
Okay, cool. All right, so then there's Instacart. Now, Instacart has several stores or multiple stores that they'll go and shop at those stores for you. In Memphis, they have different stores. What stores do you have in Memphis?
They have Aldi, Sprouts, Family Dollar, Sam's Club, Costco, CVS, Kroger's, Petco, Fresh Market, Save-A-Lot, Super Low, Target, Big Lots, Best Buy, The Vitamin Shoppe, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Sephora. But that's only for my zip code, because other zip codes in Memphis area, there's more grocery stores available.
Okay, so now here in St. Louis, it's close, but, you know, instead of Kroger's, we have Snooks here. So we have Snooks, we have Aldi, that, you know, that you can get from the Instacart, and Family Dollar, Sam's Club, Costco, CVS Pharmacy, which is interesting. And for those who have dogs, something called Treats Unleashed, Save-A-Lot, Fresh Time Market, the Restaurant Depot, Target, Big Lots. I didn't even know we still had Big Lots here. Best Buy, 7-Eleven. Wow.
Oh, wow, 7-Eleven? Wow.
Yeah, 70, and Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, very interesting. So they have those different places. Now, I just thought of something. Some of these places, the stores do like an upcharge just themselves. Like before they, you know, when you look on Instacart, you know automatically that, no, this is not the price I pay when I go to the store. So I'll tell you an example. Sam's Club. Now, Sam's Club chicken, the roasted chicken, is $4.90. But when you get it through Instacart, you're going to pay an extra dollar. So to me, that's not a deal breaker, you know?
No. Okay.
Yeah. For me, that's not. You know, for some people it may be, but I'm like, still, you know, a $6 roasted chicken and the Sam's Club, you know, that'll last me for a little, me and mom for a little while. So, you know, you just have to decide. Now, with Aldi, as far as I know, all these prices are exactly the same as if you were in the store.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a really good thing. So
Barbara, on mine, Kroger's has on Instacart, there's upcharge, and you cannot use your loyalty card membership for that in some areas and locations. So if you order from Kroger's delivery on his own, you would get the loyalty membership, But if you order from Instacart, sometimes you won't get that loyalty membership. But they do have a if you go to settings, you can add your loyalty membership cards to certain stores like Sam's Club and Costco's and Petco,
right,
and the vitamin shop. You can add your reward member and get the points off.
That's good. That's a good point, Joy. Thanks for mentioning that. That's good. Yeah, because we have Sam's Club, so I had to put my Sam's Club card in there. You know, and you have to put that in there before you can even order for Sam's Club and Costco.
Yes.
Yeah, they won't let you order unless you put your membership card number in there. So, all right, cool. Okay, so that's just, the stores and Instacart. And so now, how does the ordering groceries work online? First, you shop online, then you schedule your delivery, and then the groceries are delivered. You know, and that sounds pretty simple. You know, you shop online. So when you go online, and we're talking, well, just talking Instacart right now, but also if you go on, like, because I have a Walmart as well, Walmart Plus, all of those. So if you go online and you're shopping online, you're going to see a picture of what you want. You're going to see the price of it, and then you just select, you know, what you want and how many of those that you want. And so, you know, then you have a cart, you know, and all of that goes in your cart, so you know what you're buying.
Yes.
Amen. And then you schedule your delivery. Now, I want to say something about shopping online at Snooks. I'm like I said, on Fridays we have fish. One of the great things about Snooks, and, you know, my friends all around the country and everything says, I wish we had a store like that. And because at Snooks, you go in, you buy your fish, and you tell them how you want it cooked. You know, if you want your fish fried, they don't add any extra money to that. You just get your fish, and we tell them to cook it low sodium. And so I've been doing that for years and years. And now I use Instacart and have them to go to Snooks for me. And at first, you know, I tell them, well, in Instacart, there's a place where you can go to where you can do a special order. It'll ask the question, is there something else that you need that you don't see here? And that's why when Joy said it's good to know the store where you shop at, because you can ask for special things that don't show up on the shopping part online, in the pictures and everything. So, like, when we want fish, we want fried fish delivered to us, I found out how I can do it. Now, there may be another way to do it, but what I do is I call Snook ahead of time, that morning, and I'll say, you know, what I want, you know, I want this amount, you know, so many pounds of catfish nuggets or whatever, and cook low sodium, put it under my name, put it under Kizzy, and Instacart is going to be there to get it later. You know, I'll tell them something like that. And then when I do my Instacart order, I put in a special request for them to pick it up, and I write it out. You know, I told them to, I have pounds of this fish, that fish, and this fish, and it's fried. And, you know, like that. And so I put the directions down, and then they go and get it. Now, one of the other things that I did just recently is I wanted some turkey wings. So they didn't have that in the regular place where you shop at and you can click it and you have the price on there. So I put in a special order for that. And I said, I want, you know, two family packs of turkey wings. And I want a big family pack of turkey tails. You know, that wasn't in the regular place where you click. So I said that, and then the guy who was shopping, texted me, and that's one of the things that they do, is while you're shopping, you got to stay close. Because they do call you, they text you to make sure, or if they have any questions or to any substitutes that they need, you know, that they'll do that. So anyway, this guy, he texted me, he probably had no clue probably what a turkey tail was. And he said, well, where is it in the store? And that's why it's good, Joy said, it's good to know your store. So I told this guy, directed him how to get to it. Store, and he found it and he picked it up for me. So those are some of the things that, you know, are not readily seen that you can do when you're doing your shopping. Did you want to add anything,
yes.
Joy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You're right about stay close. To your phone when they're going to have a text message alert. And it says that your Instacart delivery person is now shopping. So while they're now shopping, they said you can either add or take away anything that you need. And then also they have that you can ask for requests or anything that you think that the delivery person don't know about. So mine was that when I shop, sometimes I get items that has expired. So when I text the person, I said, can you please text me and look at all the expiration dates? And the person goes and reads off the expiration dates and get it. So that's good. So that you won't have to get home and you can't use that item. Or
right.
If it's produce and it's a certain kind of, like if you have a mango and you know if a mango is ripe or avocado is ripe, you touch it and it's a little softer, you will ask them, can you please, it's kind of weird, like, can you please feel the fruit? To see, because since you're not there to pick out can you please feel the fruit? And they said, okay, this is a little soft, it's a little hard, so bang, pick the little soft one. And then another one is like if you make sweet potato pies. Now, you want some sweet potatoes, but you don't want them to give you the little bitty ones because it's going to take a long time to peel sometimes. You just may request, can you please get the big, huge sweet potatoes, not the little ones, huge.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to just help them along.
Yeah.
What'd
and
you say?
And with me, it's bananas. When I want bananas, I tell them I want bananas with some green in it. I don't want it all green. I just want some green in the banana.
Yes.
Yeah, so
there's
things that you can do. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, and then I was going to say that if they don't have the item, they have a choice to replace the item what they see fit. But before you start before you place your order, you can go online and pick do you want this item replaced or refunded? And then you have a choice of the item that you want to replace so that they won't have to text you and ask you. you already have the backup already for them to see.
Right, right. Because there are some things that, for me, like at Snook, there's a certain kind of popcorn that I like. If they don't have that, I don't want anything else.
Yes.
So it's like, no, don't give me any substitutes. Just refund the money.
Yes,
you know,
that's
so
right.
Yeah. But some things, and I let me see. I bought this from Walmart Plus, and this was just not too long ago. I was getting some cornflakes for Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll go ahead and get the largest cornflake. I think it was like 24 ounces. And that lasts a long time. And the 24 ounces was about, I'll just pick a number, say $4. And so they didn't have the 24 ounces boxes of cornflakes for the same amount that I would have paid for the 24 ounce.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes you end up like getting blessed.
Yes.
So,
I
and
understand
they, you
that.
Know, they charge, yeah. So, and then I guess we haven't really got to returns yet. But, you know, once the grocery shopping is done, if things don't work out right, but we'll go on down the list and we'll get to that part.
Okay.
So but shopping, and then I think that's it with the shopping part. We may talk about that some more, but the scheduling your delivery.
Yes, I recommend that you schedule it for in the morning, the best, so you can get the best when it first opened. It's not picked over.
Good. Right. So you can do your, and to help me with this, Joy. Yeah, I think I know this. Like if it's Thursday night, so I can order things tonight and schedule it for tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And you can even order it
if it's closed.
Mhm.
Yeah, you can order days in advance in case you have a party and you know you're going to be busy that day and you want it to be delivered at that time.
Mhm. Amen. So, okay, scheduling. So you can schedule it. Some of it, you can get it in 2 hours, or you can just schedule it when you want to schedule it. And we'll talk a little bit about regular scheduling and express. But first of all, let's talk about paying for the groceries. Because once you order it, you have to pay for it. Right there. You have to pay for it online. As far as I know, they don't take money when you get there. You know, you have to have the money before they make the delivery. And so the payment, you have to enter your debit card or credit card in the system to pay for it. Now, I know that there are some people who have a certain kind of debit card that they use so that a certain kind is not tied to their big account. You know, so some people do things like that, or like a PayPal card, you know, where they're not hitting your bank, but they're, you know, hitting some other, you know, in between person, or if it's another account in their bank and this account is only used for this kind of shopping. So their major bank account won't be touched with these kind of things.
Yes. And I will also recommend that if you do, you can also get gift cards. So they can take gift cards.
Okay, like a Visa gift card?
Yeah, you can have a Visa gift card, and if you personally, if you don't do Instacart, but you personally order from the store, you can use the gift card from Walmart or Kroger's or Amazon, and you use that gift card, and they just take it off of there, and you don't have to give any of your banking information.
Very good. Okay, that's good. Because I know a lot of people don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stops people from using that. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, now let's go into this about regular Instacart and Express Instacart. Okay, so talk to us about that, Joy. The regular Instacart and the Express.
Okay, the regular Instacart is that if you the regular Instacart is that Instacart charges $7.99 per order or $3.99 depending on the location where they pick up the groceries. But the Instacart Express has a year that $99 per year, which is $8 and something cents per month, or you can do a monthly plan, which is $9.99. And then they also have that if you shop that you spend over $35, you get free delivery on Express. Oh, and then they also have that if you use the Instacart for the first time, they will automatically give you a $10 and a free delivery credit. Anything else?
Oh, okay. So, we were going to say if there's anybody who has not used Instacart before and you're thinking about using it, we can send you a link so that you can get the free $10 if you've never used it before. The first time you make an order, you'll get $10 and free delivery. So if any of you all are interested in that, we have 10 that we can give out to people. So if you're interested in that, press your number one key. And we will send you the link so that you can get $10 off your first order, delivery free. Okay? $10 off your first order, and you get your delivery free, and we'll send you a link for that. Okay. All right. Okay, we see a couple of you guys. Good, good. Send that to you. Okay, you can hit your number one key and get off. Okay, thank you, thank you. So I'll send that to you guys today. Amen. Writing it down so I remember. Well, gee, I can just type it right here. Amen. All right, we'll send that to you tonight. If anybody else wants that, then we will, you know, just mention it because the 10 has not been exhausted.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go on. Okay, we're going to open up the line soon, but... let me see. Okay, you had given some tips. And we talked about, okay, let's talk about returns. And then after that, then we'll open up the line. Okay, so if there's something that they've delivered your groceries, and you look at your groceries, and because you need to go through it to make sure, and there's something missing. Or you look at your groceries and something's not right. Let me tell you one thing that happened recently. And what happened was, hey, this is those turkey wings I had ordered, right? So the guy picked out the turkey wings and brought them. They look so pretty. I opened up the package and it stunk up the room. So for some reason, those, and I'd never bought any wings from Snooks that were not good. But these were just, horrible. And so it's like, what do you do with that? And the first thing I was thinking was take it back to the store. But it came through Instacart. So Instacart was the middleman. So first thing is that I called a number for Instacart, and I told them about it, and they said, "We're so sorry, ma'am." And they immediately gave me, I think this time they gave me an Instacart credit, which was fine for me because I'm going to use it again. But, you know, I probably could have pressed them and got that taken off of my credit card, off of my debit card. But I went on and took an Instacart credit on that one. And so, you know, we're used to taking stuff back to the store. Once you buy something from through Instacart or even Walmart Plus or whatever, when you order it from them, they don't come and take it back if something's not right. I ordered some Ivory body wash, and we can only use the original. We cannot use any other flavor or whatever they have, only the original. And I said that. I wrote it in big letters, special instructions, and they still delivered another kind of Ivory body wash. They immediately gave me a credit for it, and I still have those three body washes that I can't use. So I'm going to have to give them to somebody. You know, so that's how it works. Now, they don't re-deliver it. They just give you a credit for it, and then, you know, you can order it again or whatever at another time. So, and that's very interesting that they do not come back and get it. But we're going through a pandemic now. Yes, go ahead.
It depends on who is the customer service rep that you're talking to. If it's a supervisor, they will make an exception, and they will redeliver, because I have had that happen a couple of times. But then if it's a regular associate, they won't do it. So if you ask to talk to a manager and you need that item, they will redeliver it, because I have had a whole – grocery, I think 9 or 10 items redelivered.
Wow. See, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
And
so
redeliver.
It depends on if for free, yes.
Yeah.
So it depends on who you talk to, because some of the associates don't have the authority. So when you do call the agent, make sure you ask to speak to a manager. If you really need that item.
Oh, that's good. That is so good. Amen. Okay, so I got a text here wanting to know more about Walmart Plus. Now, do you use Walmart Plus, Joy?
No, I just use a regular Walmart. I do buy items from there, and they do deliver. But I haven't got the Walmart Plus that delivers in 2 hours. So I have the one in 2 days. But Okay. So do you have Walmart Plus?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do have Walmart Plus. And they have, I just went through something with them. I'm trying to remember what it was. But I ordered something. I ordered the groceries, and I clicked on Express. Had an Express order from Walmart. Okay. Okay. Reverend Trevor, when we open up the lines, we'll let you say something about Walmart Plus. But, yeah, I ordered, there's a button you can click that says Express. Now, I clicked the Express button. Now, at first they said they couldn't deliver my groceries until for like 2 days. Yeah, like you were saying, Joy, 2 days. But I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. I have Walmart Plus, so I should be able to get my order before then, right? Because I'm paying extra mm-hmm. money. Because you do pay, I think it's either $89.90, something like that, for a year for Walmart Plus. And then, so I'm thinking Express is a part of that. What I found out later was that they charge $10 for Express. And I said, well, I called them. I said, isn't Express the same thing as Walmart Plus? And they said, no, ma'am, it's not the same. You know, if you click Express, you are expected to pay $10 for that to get to you in 2 hours.
Wow.
Now, it got to me in less than 2 hours. So, and they gave me the $10 back. Okay. Mm-hmm. But she explained to me, you know, not how it works. But what they do at Walmart is they use DoorDash. DoorDash is usually for fast food or, you know, a restaurant, something like that. So DoorDash will run this thing to your house. And they're here in, like, I think that order got here in about 45 minutes. So, like, if it's worth it to you to do it like that, then that's cool. So I'm still kind of, you know, not understanding all this thing, you know, with Walmart Plus, but I'm in it for the next year, so I'll find out more about it. And if you guys know more about Walmart Plus, we're going to open the lines in a few moments, and then, you know, you can talk about that. Okay. So I think that's all that we have now, right, Joy?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Great, great job, Joy. So we're going to always open the line for Pastor Mom first, no matter what. And all of the rest of you guys, if you have any comments, you have any questions, we may not be able to answer all your questions, but maybe someone else knows, you know, knows some things and can answer that question. Also, if anybody wants Instacart, the first one, delivery, $10 off and free delivery, let us know. And like I said, I will send you a link. And I may be able to send you a link to get, oh, yeah. I can send you also a link for Walmart Plus. Wait a minute. A Walmart grocery so that you'll get $10 off your first order. Okay? So if you want the Walmart and to get $10 off of Walmart, let me know about that. I'll send that to you. If you want the Instacart, let me know, and I'll send that to you as well. Okay. All right. Let's open the line for Pastor Mom first. And anybody else right now,
Looks like the number one key is working good, and we have several of you already. Elder Pam, your number one key was still on, so we're going to get you first, after Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, Author Amber, Reverend Treva, and Pastor Price. Anybody else, if you have any comments, questions, you can, even if you have a prayer request, let us know about that. Okay? Opening the line for Pastor Mom. Hope you're in a good place, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
I just want to know what you think about this. It's a good thing to tell people this.
Well, I think it's a good thing, but for me, I don't order anything. My daughter can do all the good for me, and I thank the Lord.
So, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
I said, that's right, Grandma. Mm-hmm. We can order for you anything that you need.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We love you, Pastor Mom.
Love you all, too.
Okay. Amen. All right. We're going to open a line for Elder Pam. Welcome, Elder Pam. Are you here, Elder Pam? Okay, I hear something, but all righty. Okay, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening, everyone. And
good evening.
So good to hear. Joy on today. I want to just tell her thank you so much for that gift card. That's really good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I also found out when you order, you know, I don't know how many guys have Amazon, but Amazon will, you can order gift cards from Amazon, and you can get it the next day or even the next 2 days from them.
Yes. Mhm.
So that the gift card is really good. Also, no, I don't. You all didn't mention about the because I mean Instacart was great, and that's what I'm doing now. But in the beginning, I was not using Instacart. I was using the curbside pickup for seniors.
Oh,
and
man.
I was so excited. I was so excited to go sometime early in the morning to Sam, and I would kind of think about even when I thought about the Instacart, and I said, you know, you're going to use about that much gas in order to go and get it. But just in case you want to just get out, sometimes, you know, you just want to get out of the house. And
yes.
I think the pickup curbside is also good, and you could just order it online and go and pick it up, and they will bring it to your car.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were doing in the beginning, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were doing in March, and I think around April, I think we started. No, we might have been doing that in March. March and April. April and May. We were just going to pick up.
They still offer that in Walmart and Sam's Clubs out here. I think on Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
At 7 a.m.
Okay.
Well,
so I think both of them are good, but I want the question. I have a question about the credit. If you get a credit, now I want to say that I had a credit, but I think they only hold that credit for so many days, and if you don't get it, you lose it.
The Instacart credit that they give you, they have an expiration date on it.
Yeah, because I think I lost.
And they give it to, I think, 3 months, because I just had a credit, and they put it towards your order. But if you don't use it within that time, it will expire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
But, also, now, I don't know whether they do that there or not in Memphis or not, Joy. But someone told me, now I don't know whether this is true or not, someone told me that if you get a good person to deliver to you, that you can request that person if they're working.
Wow, I never heard of that.
Well, that's what somebody told me the other day, that they requested the same person.
Oh, I'm going to have to look into that, because I had some great people that when they do deliver, they even mm-hmm. recommend different stores that has our favorite items. Like, I was looking for water, and they said, oh, this store sells this water, and it's cheaper. So if you want me to go pick it up there,
wow.
I can. So I never heard of that, so that's a great thing.
Mm. Well, I've enjoyed this tonight. So thank you all so much. Thank you, Apostle, for having her. What a great idea.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I think we're probably going to, well, I won't say that. I'll just keep my mouth closed. But I think I'll probably be using this prayer for the pandemic is going to be over with soon one day. And mm-hmm. I will probably still be using it. Oh, I had one more thing to say. If you're a senior, you know, when I first start ordering, what I would do is I would look at the picture and click the picture. And you just can't look at the picture. Sometimes you got to read what it is, because I was choosing the wrong thing. And then I think once you kind of get used to it, you know, it turns out to be really nice, and you get I usually get exactly what I want. So I just wanted to mention that too. So thank you all so much.
Amen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Katha. Amen. All right, Arthur Amber. Hallelujah.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Amber. You
Hi.
Wanna make
I just wanted to say that it's really a blessing that God has allowed it for us to get grocery delivery and everything, because I think it's exactly 1 year of today that I went out without a mask before we knew anything. So, and I just thank God for the platform, and I thank God for Joy, because he has had Joy to really be learn everything about it. And so I've been able to learn more things, and then I do my research. She does her research. So I really thank God for all the information, for all that God has done through Joy during this time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your comment. So was there anything, any tips that you wanted to share that you've learned since you've been doing this too?
My only tip would be, some people might say it's doing too much, but I still, I disinfect all the groceries that come in. Now, if Joy orders it, I disinfect. If I order it, she disinfects. It's like a teamwork. And so if the person brings it to the door, then I put my gloves and mask on, and then I put all the bags in the trash, and then I get Lysol disinfectant wipes and wipe off every item that we have, and then I go to that station, and then I go and put it all up. So that's all I say is, if you can, try to disinfect your groceries, because you don't know who has touched it before or things like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you all.
Okay. Love you too.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, Reverend Treva. Reverend Treva.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you. So happy to hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm so happy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I learned something tonight. Thank you, George. Thank you, Everett. Thank you, Apostle PZ and everybody. And I had to think about it. I said, I don't have Walmart Plus, but I do. And so Monday, I had an order for Tuesday. And what happened was my sister wanted me to add some things, so I went on and added them, but I couldn't order it then because it wasn't during the time they were stopping it. And so I ordered it express the next day. Come on the same day as my groceries. I ordered express, and okay, my original order got here, but the express was in my neighbor's house. And I went out there and looking, and I'm like,
what?
So I had the people on the track, and then I click on the picture where they took the food. It was at my neighbor's house, and so I got on my PPE, had my cane, had my keys, went over next door and got it.
Oh my goodness!
That was like an adventure going next door. I don't do a lot of walking, you know. I exercise in the house and walk in the house, and I cycle on my portable cycle. So that was a big feat for me. But yeah, you got to make sure that you put the right. I did put the right address. My sister had me put the right address, but sometimes I just on their GPS. Maybe they got the house next door. And okay, so
wow,
yeah, so you got to watch out for that.
Did the people next door see it?
Yeah, it's luckily I knew her for years and years, and she had put
right.
it in her house. She was trying to find out whose groceries it was. She said, I don't order. And so I went and got my groceries next door. But I got to see my neighbor. I haven't seen her in a year. And so that was good. But I wanted to tell you, I use Drive-Up, too. I go to Target. I started out with them, like, long before this happened. My mother was still living. So I use a Target pickup, too. And I like them because sometimes I just say, you just at least once a week, I want to get out of the house. And
yeah.
I've been out of the house. Tomorrow I'm going to go out of the house, too. But I had to get out. And so I love Target pickup, too. But I can't get certain things on Amazon or at Walmart. Those are the three that I work with. So, but thank you. Thank you for all your information. And I'm just so proud of you, Joy and Amber. I can give
you
guys elbow pumps. I don't have to pinch anybody. They'll tell you about the pinch.
Yes.
That's an inside joke.
Love you too.
All right. Love you guys. Love you, Pastor Mom, and everybody else. Thank
love
you.
Have a blessed night.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know, like, you know, when they're delivering groceries, you know, this contactless groceries. And sometimes they just deliver it and just leave it at your door. You know, without you opening the door. And that's what happened. That's only happened one time where they delivered the groceries. And the way I found out the groceries were delivered was I got a text message that said the groceries had been dropped off at your door. And I was like, well, what in the world? Nobody knocked on the door. And so I looked outside my door, and, you know, we're in an apartment, and our doorman has a grocery cart, you know, that they let people use. And so the grocery cart was sitting right at my door.
with the groceries in it. And I was like, well, why you didn't, you know? And he had done such a great job. I had another, but so anyway, he just dropped them off at the door. So, but they do that sometimes because they don't want any contact, you know, at all. Okay, so let's open the line for Pastor Price. Praise God. Pastor
glory
Price,
to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I give glory to God for this program tonight. I say hi, Pastor Mom, again, and to Pastor Catherine and Reverend Treva Kelly, and to all the saints in their respective places. And to my daughter, I thank God for you all and what you've done. When you notice tonight that when you asked if anybody used it, I pressed my number one key that I had not used it, you know, to order anything. Most of the time it's the girls that do that order, Joy and Amber. They're the ones that take care of it. The one thing I wanted to say about that, though, was that one of the things I had been having thoughts about for the last few years, you know, over the last few years when Amazon and other, like, restaurants and different things that you go to, I said, Lord, I don't want my things that I use my debit card for, I don't want them coming out of my primary account, you know. And I didn't want it coming out of my primary account. And so I was wondering, I was just saying to the Lord, could I just open up another account just specifically for when I give, my giving account, for when I make, my Cash App that I can use to send, you know, Cash Apps or to receive Cash Apps, or if that's the case, you know, or to be able to get something on Amazon, or even if I went to a restaurant or something like that. I said, you know, I wanted to be able to have it. So I just recently was able to go and open up just a separate account for my giving and for use if I needed something, an extra card, so it would not be, you know, attached to my primary bank account, because that was my major concern. And so I was so glad that they said, oh, that's a simple thing. They said, Ms. Price, that's a simple thing. And I said, oh, yeah. They said, yeah, just do it, you know. And so I was just so glad that I was able to do that. And what was that, Apostle, the thing that they asked me about, that I have that account? What was the name of that account? The symbol of the Cash App, but the bankers like it.
Azelle or something like that?
Huh? Say it again.
Azelle. It starts with a Z?
Yeah. Yeah, with Zelle and everything. So I hadn't had that. And I think Joy went on, and after it got the other account, she went on and opened up the Zelle account. The only thing I didn't like, though, was Zelle's numbers, and they have the number 666 in them.
Right.
And I wasn't going to – when I saw that, I wasn't going to open it up. But when I looked up, Joy had already opened it up for me. So I said, okay. But I didn't – I said, this Zelle account – you know, the Zelle account, I don't know about, but then with the Cash App, some people say they've had trouble with that too. But I'm just glad that it's not connected to, even for when we do Instacart. Now, I can do that now. I can maybe, you know, make Instacart or other things with Walmart or those kinds of things. And even with going, you know, to when they pick up from fast food to whatever that is, and have one where the account, your account is not just out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, out there being just used. So I thank God for that. So that may have been for somebody tonight, as you said, that it may have been for somebody that you know, may be wondering, well, I don't really want to have my account out like that, you know. Because, you know, when you're older, you kind of think about, I said, now, sometimes I look at things like, I even say Cash App, how do they do that kind of free? Or how do they do PayPal? Or how do they do Google Wallet? How do they get their money from that? I'm thinking about, you know, that. Then I found out that sometimes they do charge, you know, some little money here or there for different things. So I just thank God for that. So, Joy, I think you did a great job with Apostle, with your auntie, because you all are two expediters together. When you all put your heads together, it just really blesses my heart to watch how you all move and flow with one another. And I thank God for that. So I thank God that I believe that it would be a blessing for people to hear, you know, because somebody might be in the house and didn't know how to, you know, get some things done or get it in their household. So I thank God for it. So thank God for this time, Apostle.
You
and
are
I'll go
man.
Back on mute.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for your comment. Amen. Okay, we're going to open the line for Minister Rachel. Anyone else, if you have any comments, you have any questions, even any prayer requests, you know, press your number one key. Okay, Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Oh, God bless y'all for all this information. Now, I wanted to say I did Instacart my sister, but I'm a little extra. I like looking at those expiration dates, making sure that they get the best stuff because I was helping her out with the Instacart. Like, she actually got people's groceries and stuff like that and delivered it because she had a vehicle. So I went with her to do that, and I started liking that where I go grocery shopping for other people because it was really fun. You get to get the freshest items. And I get to see it. I was like, God, I don't like sending other people for me because I'm like that. I like looking at the, I want to make sure I get the freshest. I get the milk from the way in the back because they put the earlier dates up and that expires faster. So some of that right. stuff be smelling and the meat and stuff. And when you was talking about turkey tails, I know what turkey tails is. I know what smoked turkey necks is and stuff like, and I know what all those things are. And I like to look at the freshest pack and the best price.
Right.
So that you save money.
Yeah.
If I had a car, I would love to do that for the senior citizens. I would love to make sure that they get the freshest fruits and stuff like that. And things
mm-hmm.
like that, because sometimes when they're doing the Instacart, they give them anything, and that's not right. And I'll be watching people. I'll be like, Lord, I got to go to the store. Just keep me covered. Because I always
mm-hmm.
say, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And I was like, Lord, please help me. My daughter be like, I'm extra. And my coupons, too, I like to save money.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man. Amen.
Because I went through some stuff with Walmart, regular Walmart. So I said, I ain't going to try Walmart Plus. That's why I text you and said I wanted to know a little bit more about Walmart Plus because I already know what regular Walmart does to me. And sometimes it's hard for me to get the product back to them and stuff like that because I don't have a vehicle. Because something
okay.
happened to me
you
with
know,
like the fireplace.
Still order.
Mm-hmm.
You can still order from Walmart without getting Walmart Plus.
I know. I had to go through a supervisor, and they winded up helping me get my money back because what happened was I ordered a fireplace. It was freezing in this house, and we needed heaters. And I had ordered a fireplace, but then I found it shot right cheaper. And so I canceled that, and it took a long time. And all of a sudden, they delivered the fireplace after I got my refund. So I was like, God, I was praying hard, and God bless, make a long story short, bless the most least expected person who would actually help me get it to the store. And I got it, blessed me to get it to the store through that person.
Okay.
Who I'm
going
to nameless.
Now, did the fireplace work? Did it work? Did it keep you warm?
I never opened it. I never opened it because I wanted my refund because I got the other ones that was so cute and they made me laugh because the boxes was big. But when I opened the box, me and my kids was laughing because they were little.
Okay,
the ones that I got from ShopRite was cute and they kept the house warm. So the one that I bought from Walmart was a little bit bigger, but I didn't want it anymore and it was too much money. So I sent it back, but I was able to get my full refund. So in order to keep my full refund, I had to get the product that they sent like, I don't know how, like weeks or months or something. It came later and I had to get it back to Walmart so that they won't charge my card.
Right, right. And well, amen.
Because God supernaturally made the way for me to get it there and get that order canceled.
Hallelujah.
I know you showed up on time. He's like, Daddy God, I can't pay for this. Because I had spent the money on something else.
Okay. I was going to say to you, well, I was thinking about you could probably get your paper products or something if you needed to order them like that. But you have coupons when you do it. So, Joy, have you used coupons while you were doing any shopping like this?
And always use prepaid cards or gift cards. Please never use your real banking information. Always use it's a good thing to always use prepaid cards and gift cards, like you said. You mentioned gift cards. I like Walmart gift cards, stuff like that. It's no confusion because you ain't got to put in none of your bank information. Just put the gift card information. Everything goes through, and it's a blessing. You get your groceries.
Amen. So what about, Joy, I was asking about coupons. Have you ever used coupons?
No. Only if it's from, like, Kroger's, their own personal app, not Instacart. They allow you to click on coupons and that you can get everything off, but not from Instacart. Instacart is private, so they don't let you use the coupons there.
I thought it was something about coupons that you can click.
Shopper.com, and I think Acme. You know, that super them coupons. Like, it depends on the store.
Are you talking about the online codes, like Retail Me Not, that has the order codes, the promo codes?
No, it was something I was looking at. I don't know if that was Instacart or if that was Walmart Plus, where you had to go in and you had to click the coupons. Wait a minute. They send you an email, right? Joy, you were telling me this, right?
The specials, like, you know, like holidays or events. They do send you in person online email coupons from their own that says
like 20% off or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to remember. Yeah. So it's good to look online. I mean, look at your email because you could have some coupons there that'll help you. That's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God bless you.
Yeah. I had something else.
Oh, you had something else? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, about the soap.
Okay.
I mean, I'm right there with you. We can only use a certain kind of soap, so it's hard to order sometimes because sometimes they don't have the right Dove, because my kids use Dove-sensitive skin, but I use the Dove Shea Butter. And I don't want nothing else but those kind of products. So I got to really make sure that they have that exact and no substitute, because we really, really only use that. We can't use Ivory or we can't use the other stuff, Jergens or anything like that. We can only use Sensitive Skin for all my kids and Dove, and me use the Dove Shea Butter.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was really important.
Yeah, it is. And I have, you know, I'm not hoarding, but it's like there are certain things that they kind of disappear sometimes. And like I said, for us, it's Ivory Body Wash Original. And for a while, it was disappearing. And so, I don't know, I probably have about 7 bottles of body wash in there now, you know, that so we can have it in case they disappear again. So, anyway, anything else?
I wanted to ask, I don't have a Sam Club card, But I was going to see if I could send you, like, you know, when God blessed me to give you the blessings for the month, I was going to send something extra to see if Sam Club has shea butter, because I'm running out of shea butter dough. I was going to send you extra money.
Well, you don't have a treat.
Because I don't have a
Excuse me, Mr. Rachel, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a trick that if you buy gift cards to Sam or Costco, they let you shop there. You don't need a membership.
Cool. All right. I need to try that because I need a big case. I need it because I like my shea butter one. Because the kids, I got a lot of soap for them, but me, I'm running low.
Okay. Well, look and find it. See, you know, see if they have it there. I don't even know.
Cause ShopRite, I look around and oh man, they have the other cons and stuff. So I don't want getting any soap for myself. So I try to make do with what I have.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Love
all
you.
Right.
All.
Okay. Love you too. Have a blessed night. Amen. All right. So, wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Joy. Thank you all. I want to, as we get ready to close, if you have anything else that you want to say, please press your number one key, but I'm just going to let you know what's going on Get 'Em Radio. We, like I said, we have some things that we want to talk about. And so I really thank all of you for joining in the conversation. You know, all of you who said something, thank you so much. Even those who just listened in the background, I know that you learned some things. Or I could almost hear you saying, yeah, that's right. So thank you so much. Okay, so what's going on with Get 'Em Radio, just by way of announcement. Sunday is the first Sunday of March. And so we will be here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. And 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And it's the first Sunday, so we're having communion, and we're having tag team preaching. So please, you know, and you can come with a scripture, with a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Also, for those who are not into the preaching part, bring your devotional. Come with your devotional and share that with us on Sunday. Share a scripture that the Lord has laid on your heart recently. You can do that. However the Lord leads you, share, you know, a poem about Jesus or a song. If you have a song that you would like played, if you get the an Amazon link for that song and you text it to me, I'll have it queued up to play it on Sunday. Amen. So that would be great, too. And just make sure the song is like about no more than about 5 minutes long, you know, because songs these days could be about a half an hour. So, but anyway, these are some options. You know, we want to hear from everyone. We know that God has something special through you. Okay, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and Dr. Lorraine is talking about In a Name, and it's so much about names in the Bible that she's talking about, and she's given us quite an introduction that really helps us to have a better grasp on what the Lord was saying, you know, through the different names in the Bible. Amen. And that's on Mondays, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's all the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Tuesday. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary. We started when the pandemic started with the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and also even the East St. Louis Christian Center Church online started a year ago as well. Praise God. So anyway, on Tuesdays, we pray in tongues for an 1 hour, and we have volunteers to come and pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. We have such a great time. The Lord moves by His Spirit. And then we have interpretations to the 1 hour. And the Lord has really, I mean, the things that He has been saying in the Spirit, they've just been invaluable to me. I mean, just even personally. And then, you know, He tells us things, what's going on even all over the world, even before we see it happen. And so we know that we're praying for it as well. Praise God. And then on next Wednesday, and that's the 10th of March, and that's the second Wednesday of March, we're having our praying in tongues, prophetic healing. Hallelujah. Prophetic healing. And that's only once a month, the second Wednesday of every month. And so if you know someone who's in need of healing, hallelujah, you're in need of healing, make sure you show up on that day, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And even the last month in February, there were about 10 healings over the phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I have a testimony of even my blood pressure has just been just really, really good. And that's, we prayed for that. I think that was in January. And so, hallelujah. God is showing up. Okay, so next Thursday, we'll be back with Joy, with Sister Joy, our expediter, facilitator. And we're going to talk about ordering food and from fast food and from restaurants. So we'll talk about that on next Thursday, the 11th. Hallelujah. And then at that time, we'll let you know where we're going after this. There's some things on my heart about money, about like transferring money. There's some things that I've learned about transferring money since the pandemic in ways that I wouldn't have done this before. And then we haven't solidified this yet, but we're getting someone to talk about Bitcoin. If you've ever heard of that, Bitcoin is really doing something lately. So we plan on doing that. And then we may even go into the month of April. I'm just going to see what the Lord is saying about this. Okay, so keep us in prayer. Praise God. And, okay, that's our announcement. Anything else you want to say? Joy, you want to give us some closing remarks? Wouldn't mind having a closing prayer, but at least closing remarks.
Okay, I do closing prayer.
Okay.
Gracious God, our Father, as we go about this week.
Wait. You gotta have some remarks first.
Let's see. I look forward to next week because I have a little bit more expertise about ordering, you know, fast food and everything like that, and online.
Okay. Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing it. I know you got a lot of good tips on that.
Yes, I do.
Amen. Okay, you can go ahead and first I want to thank you again. I mean, the time has gone so quick. This has been such a really good time. And, you know, I thank God for even just having people do so many comments and all the good tips that you had as well. Okay, Thank you, Joy. So close us out in prayer.
Okay, thank you. Our Father, as we go about the weekend and the upcoming week, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit into our lives. Open our ears to hear what you are saying to us and the things that happen to us and the people that's around us. Open our eyes to see the needs of the people. Open our hands to do your work well, to help when help is needed. Open our lips to tell others the good news of Jesus and bring comfort and happiness and laughter to other people in this world. Open our minds to discover the truth about you and the world. Open our hearts to love you and to follow you, Lord Jesus. And even as you have loved us, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's a very good closing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now, even as you close with that, I should go ahead and close, but I want to say this. Praise God. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know, if you're not quite sure about that, then this is a good time for you to know. Yeah, we were talking about food today, but it's all about him anyway. Praise God. And he fed the multitude. He wants to feed you not only physical food, but spiritual food. Hallelujah. And for you to know him as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And he loves you so much. He wants you to live forever with him. Hallelujah. Starting right here and right now. And so he tells us how to be saved in Romans 10:9. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So confessing with your mouth is merely saying a prayer. Hallelujah. A prayer that will change your whole life, your eternal life. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. You won't understand everything. None of us do. We don't understand everything. We make a choice to believe that what is in the Bible and who Jesus says that he is, and believe in even the miracles that he did, you know, and that he is God, Almighty God, and he came to set us free. He came to set us, hallelujah. And so if you make a choice to believe that, he'll explain it all to you later, but you make a choice to believe and then to receive him as Lord and Savior, you shall be saved. Not maybe, not might, but you shall be. So repeat this prayer after me. Make that choice and repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know to the Bible that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. I want to thank Pastor Mom for repeating that prayer after me so I can make sure I pace myself well. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all can't hear her, but I can hear her.
So we just thank you. We praise God for you. If you prayed that prayer today, it doesn't matter if it's 2055 and you prayed that prayer today, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is your home. And right now, we just thank you, Lord God, for filling them with your Holy Spirit, your precious Holy Spirit, and with fire in the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you for sealing them with your Holy Spirit as well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you for doing it, Lord. And amen. If you prayed that prayer, no matter when it is, we just commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, and we thank God. Hallelujah, that he will show you a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah, and that you can learn and you can grow. If it's in this time frame, you can meet us on Sunday just by calling 516-418-5699, and you can become a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So God bless you. If it's 2055, I might be here. I'll be 100. But hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, I might be here, and I don't know, but God will find a place for you then as well, in Jesus' name. All right, God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that.